Yeah. Kick a Verse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Yeah, it goes like this right here. It's like, niggas always be hollering peace, you know what I'm saying? Peace, my brother, peace this, peace that, you know what I'm saying? But every time I try to get a peace of mind, niggas try to get a peace of mind. So I gotta grab my peace. It's the return of the gangster, Baxter. Them niggas that's on that blow that run up in your crib, which contains your lady and an 8-month-old child to raise. Plus you true blue about this music, but they do not wanna hear, because they'd rather be bouncing and shooting and killing and bouncing and shit. Get down. Return of the gangster, Baxter. Them niggas that think y'all soft and say y'all be gospel rapping, but they be steady clapping when you talk about bitches and switches and hoes and clothes and weed. Let's talk about time traveling, rhyme javelin, something mind unraveling. Get down. Return of the gangster, Baxter. Them niggas that got them kids, they got enough to buy out, but not enough to bounce them kids to the jewel to the park, so they grow up in the dark, never seeing light, so they end up being like your star ass, robbing niggas and broad ass. They like, get down. Return of the gangster, Baxter. The niggas who get the wrong impression of expression, then the question is big, but what's up with Andre? Is he in a coat? Is he gonna drug? Is he gay? When y'all gonna break up? When y'all gonna wake up? Nigga, I'm feeling better than ever. What's wrong with you? You get down.
Nigga don't want no trouble. A player just wanna kick back my gators off and watch my little girl blow bubbles. But still ready to rhyme, standing my grind, never back down, willing to rob, steal, and kill anything that threatens mine. But good luck couldn't be fought, see, many of fights had to be fought, G. For a nigga to ride these bulbs, oh so close to the sidewalk, to be gawked at. Watch your side, my nigga, cause we got gas. The first nigga to bump is gonna be the first nigga we attack. Don't want that, but it comes though, most of the time when you don't know. Sticking together like flour and water to make that slow dough. We work both, everything we have ain't gon' stick up both. Each other like we brothers from another mother. Kinda like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Strictly for the caddy lovers. And never the nut hugging punk motherfuckers. Yeah. So quit spreading them rumors. We in Club Nouveau. Know that. Yeah.
everything. The light, dark, and the heavy things. The house, the kids, the wedding rings. And in a piece that I'd never seen. Divine light that'll shine so bright and so white. It's like they got it out of Medellin. Let me set a scene. The fruits of your talents hanging in the balance like a brand new evergreen. It come crashing down as soon as the machete swings. Looking for better things. Looking for that same energy that niggas talk but never bring. No original thought. Anti-inflammatory medicinal bar, special edition of pause for combat. Hey, gone the niggas we lost. My man was heavy on my mind, so I gave him a call. Remember when I couldn't picture this vision at all? A little riddle only time intended to solve. My foundation tend to hide all the little flaws. Fresh off an R&R, we celebrate the healing scars. Back to back like it's no tomorrow. Another chapter for the memoir. Here we are.
Everything I did for you. After all you put me through, maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
Come on.
Everything I did for you.
Yeah.
After all you put me through.
Okay.
Maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
I laid in my bed and thought about everything. And you know what idle time bring. It bring you further from the place where you design schemes to have your life tucked deep behind the glass screen. Picturing perfection when perfect just a perception. A fantasy that lasts long as an erection. There's no discretion. You've been ill-advised. The look in her eyes behind the pain and disdain lies a truer guy remembering the better times. You know shit just happened. She heard better lines. Tiptoeing around the house. Quiet little mouse. Maybe she ignored all the warning signs. Reality kind of mortifying. Y'all apart in the future, kinda horrifying. Faded picture, broken glass. Let a little time pass. You see, it's love here and it's no denying.
Black man, so defiant. All wound up like you Nolan Ryan. Ready to take the battlefield with his soldiers dying. Whole time got wifey on his shoulder crying. Got a Miyagi on your side. Why you Cobra Kaiin? He admitted my sex drive is fucking me. Man's in recovery, but relapse into a pair of double D's somewhere inside a fucking double tree. Right outside Montgomery. This is how it comes to be
when you get into a slide underneath. Talking about a cycle never broken. I'm exposing what was done to me for generations. Exhibit some more patience.
A little piece is all we chasing.
Everything I did for you. After all you put me through. Maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
Yeah.
Everything I did for you. After all you put me through.
Okay.
Maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
Microphone Masters, J-Love, and Star Saxon. We do this every week. My partner in crime, my partner, I would say in rhyme, but he don't rap. He gets on the wheels and steals. That's what he does. What's good, Sax?
Yo, I'm dealing with the hiccups, man. Hiccups. I'm a power through, though.
I can't remember the last time I had the hiccups, so that means, of course, I'm going to get it. Maybe it's like yawning. When somebody yawns in front of you, all of a sudden you yawn.
Up to OG, man. Head on a swivel. Happened to you.
So, speaking of OG, on this show we have the one and only JD, and that is that JD that you're thinking of, which is a member of the Lynch Mob. So, want to talk to? We're gonna bring two segments of conversation with him, and so it's a cool conversation. So he is behind the walls, as they like to say. So it was interesting, Sax. When you listen to this, it's interesting when you have. When you're trying to get those people to get you on the three-way to be able to have you talk, and you can hear the Department of Corrections telling you that this call is being monitored, it's kind of wild. But I wanted to start off with this. And so, of course, every show we ended off with last words. And I wanted to start with this, though. Speaking to JD kind of had me thinking about careers that have been cut short by crime, and JD, this is just is not a spoiler alert, but he has he's very adamant about the fact that he did not do it. He knows who did the crime, but he just doesn't want to snitch. And we had a little bit of a conversation about that, and that's oftentimes that street code, man. It's just unfortunate. But I wanted to get your thoughts on careers that have been cut short by crime or slash jail time. And I'll let you go first. And there were a couple that came to mind when I thought about this. Any ones that come to mind when it comes to crime slash jail time that have been cut short?
I mean, let's just say logical answer is going to be Mike Vick.
Okay.
I'm going to skip over that. I'm going to go to the one that first impacted my life. Iron Mike Tyson.
True.
Yeah, I mean, Mike was Mike when it happened, right? And then Free Mike shirt started dropping. I think Stretch wore one in one of the Naughty by Nature videos.
Yeah.
When he came home, you know, Peter McNeely, whatever his name was, he wasn't really your opponent we were looking for Mike to have trouble with.
Right.
I basically laid down and kind of did the service to integrity of the game, but at the same time, and then from there on out, I mean, I would even say, you know, Iron Mike wasn't necessarily Iron Mike. Right. You know, I mean, obviously, after that, you segue into Pac, right?
This is true.
Okay, and then, you know, the one of recent memory is probably 6ix9ine. Setting records, okay. Right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, but he is.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, I mean,
I'm going to throw one at you. So I'll keep it on the music side. I'm going to throw this at you. What about, and he was recently released, I want to say maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago tops, Chi Ali. Remember when Chi Ali went to jail for murder, I believe it was? And it's crazy because you think, I remember buying his album, the AJ Nothing But a Number, which is a dope album, by the way. In my mind, he's a 15, 13, whatever, how old he was. He's a teenager, right? Then all of a sudden, you know, years later, he goes to jail for murder. And that was one. And then they died as a result of this. But Steady B and Cool C, they were on some bank robber shit. And so they ended up going to jail and ultimately being executed. But those are that's a super extreme example of a career that were cut short via jail time or crime.
Look, let's not air out our white. I mean, the system got us in the crosshairs like the Public Enemy logo, dude. True. I want to air these dirty laundry out. Let's find some white ones, dude. Let's start with Marky Mark. Did he do some time?
Ooh, I've always heard of that because before Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. For those who don't know, Google it, as they say, and you'll find out about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. But he was a disturbed youth, I think is the best way to describe that. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
I was just going to say he was Boston Strong. More papered up than me.
Oh my god.
I mean, set off in the Departed. You know what I mean? I definitely wouldn't say disturbed. I'm going to just say Boston Strong. Well, who's of the Caucasian persuasion, you know, did some time and then had their career cut short?
Man, I'm trying. Shorter. That's a good question. I can't even think because I was thinking in terms of athletes and music. I can think of a career that was cut short via some bad decisions. When you think about what is that dude's name? Toni Morrison or Morrison. He was a boxer.
And
Tommy Gunn.
Yeah.
Because of his HIV. He came down with HIV. And so, of course, people ain't trying to fight you.
No, he fought somebody, though.
I know, but that's the crazy thing. How much money you got to get paid to say, all right, so we got somebody who's going to fight. You're going to fight this dude. Wait a minute, but isn't he HIV positive? Yeah, but here's the check. All right, man, I guess I'll
body blow, body blow, body blow, body blow. Trying to draw no blood. I think that's like the same attitude with this COVID, which motherfuckers don't want to wear the mask, right?
And
didn't he say, like, strong enough to not have the HIV in his bloodstream? Like, he purged it out of himself. He said some asinine ass shit. And they was just like, look, man, this shit done got to Tommy's brain. Fuck, not taking it. No, come on, give me a wife, dude.
Magic Johnson. You don't got that Magic Johnson money.
That's the truth. But what's up with the white athlete? Somebody did some dirt who's Caucasian, man. Somebody was in the car with this dude when he was pushing all that weight at the Cowboys.
I remember what you're talking about.
Kurt Rambis didn't get caught for nothing. In the 80s, playing for the Lakers, the only white guy on the squad.
Kurt and his wife are just snakes. They try to weasel in and they get behind the scenes, and the next thing you know, because I always wondered when you always wonder why certain people stay around where they are, and Kurt would always be there. It didn't matter if it was Dunleavy or if it was Phil Jackson. Kurt Rambis was there, and he was always there. And then when he got his job coaching the Minnesota Timberwolves, Kurt was always there. He had dirt on somebody.
Doing I don't like this
shady shit.
But no, there has to be a white athlete, dude. I don't want to drag this on, but I mean, somebody out here listening got to know of a white athlete that had their career cut short and then attempted to come back. I mean, what about musicians?
Man. Maybe we'll get that for last words or something like that. Yeah, that is interesting. Because if we can't,
I'm not over here like a great sister of all black people that just got caught up in the fucking system, dude. Fuck that. Let's find some of the offenders of structural oppression. They got caught up in their own shit because that makes it, you know, doubly the crime. Shit is set up to put us behind bars. So how do they get caught? That's what I want to know. That's a $1 million question. Give me three of them.
True
Billy
that.
Bush, that's Hollywood. He didn't go to jail. Grab him in the pussy. He just lost the job and then he started to slowly slide back. I don't even see it happening, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Good shit. So let's get into a few songs. We got a new Public Enemy one that I think I want to bring you. So a new Public Enemy one. So let's get into a few songs. We're going to come back with the first of a two-part conversation with the one and only JD from the Lynch Mob. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Go! Go! Just go. 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 Go.
Whatever it takes, rid this dictator. POTUS my tail, ask the beta. Prime time primo, rhyme time crime. Like no other in this lifetime. White House killer, dead in lifelines. Broke this joke out, or die trying. Unprecedented, demented, mini presidented. Nazi Gestapo, dictator defendant. It's not what you think, it's what you follow. Run for them jewels, drink from that bottle. Another 4 years, gonna gut your hollow. Gun it out, dried up, broken, can't borrow.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Mister, I am the law and you are not. In fact, I'm God. I got a lot. Mister, these United breaks take over, come over. Orange hair, fear the comb over. Here's another scare, keep them hands in the air. Better not breathe, you dare not dare. Don't say nothing, don't think nothing. Make America great again, the middle just love it. When he wanna talk, walk y'all straight to them ovens. Human beings of color, yeah, we be suffering.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Go, 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 go.
Better rock that boat, a vote for hell. Real generals now, not some USFL. Not a fucking game, I did not mention his name. Operation 45, yeah, it's the same thing. Sounds like Berlin burning, same thing. History's a mystery, if y'all ain't learning. In this clown show, for real estate bozo. Nazi cult 45, Gestapo.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up.
Yo, this is Nick D, headed for Southern California. I want to let you know that you're now listening to Microphone Masters Radio. I love CNN.
Yo, Chris, what's your opinion? Yo, I love the way I am, and can't nobody out here change me. Rearrange me, change me, try to game me, don't blame me. When I grab the mic and shot the party spot, your rhymes are flip-flop. I rock hip-hop, non-stop, me not stop rock. You can touch this, but you'll get shot. Now what's this all about? Chris and humanity. In my face, you have to be on vinyl, you're mad at me. Yo, pro-blackness is your solution, but I don't really know about that style you use. After a while, you got blabbering fucking fools. That's worse than always talking about sex. Let's build. It ain't enough to study Clarence 13X. The white man ain't the devil, I promise. You wanna see the devil, take a look at Clarence Thomas. Now you're saying who? Like you were owl. Throw in the towel. The devil is Colin Powell. You talk about being African and being black. Colin Powell's black. Bolivia, he'll attack. Libya's in Africa. But a black man will lead a black man.
Everybody, it is J Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you gotta follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DUBCNN.
You can my beats, my love don't change, don't change.
Hi, it's the original, seminal, MC, criminal, literal, lyrical, pinnacle of women who rap. Yeah. The inhospitable, unfuckwittable, villain sent here to finish you, no subliminal. I'm just giving you facts. I hit the track. The reaction is chemical, spitting you lines of invisible force. I torch 10 of you whack. Empty MCs, nobody's feeling you. Now I'm filling you up with premium, leaving them curious, killing these cats. I step in the rage without your weapon engaged. It's like catching the fade with Kimbo. I slice up any one of these bimbos and all the kinfolks and never stop. Up my timbos.
His heart is
and mine normal. Been froze. I tossed that ass out of limo window and into limbo. Nigga switch up the tempo and murder the stage. See, she's alright, but she's not rage. She neither is he though. I'm ill. I need chemo. I'm live. It's no TiVo. Rewind my whole steelo. Maleficent flow, evil, magnificent, no equaling in the spur of the moment. I'm like the Spurs in that moment, and it hurt, don't it? When I stick my Spurs in my opponent. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Show my love to my beats, so my love don't change. I still got love for the neighborhood. Show my love to my beats, so my love don't change. I still got love.
It's the original criminal, y'all subliminal. Look, I break it down to the last mineral. That's any individual killer, you be the pinnacle. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And I'm so sick, the heartbeat, the hate made. Down by law, the ill streets and dues paid. Whack holes and niggas are so flossy. Eight remain true, my homegirl is bossy. Grab the patent pen, telltales of struggle. The hood took me under, so niggas is in trouble. Necessary the roughness, so rough fits and rough and tough. It's only hottest roughneck spits. Yeah, you see all stars and clouds of endo. By any means, a couple shooters right at your window. Now is it cold? Low, the hard is rock stone. Niggas come with that whack shit, socked and cocked on. Yeah,
show my love to my beats, and my love don't change. I still got love for the neighborhood.
Alright, so Microphone Masters, J-Love here with the one and only JD of the legendary Lynch Mob. How you doing, man?
First of all, brother, I'm blessed to be alive. Haven't been confined in one of these California prisons for 27 years. I'm healthy, I'm focused, and I'm trying not to succumb to the coronavirus.
I hear that there. I've heard a lot of stories about when you hear stories about not only how it was affecting those outside of the walls, but those inside the walls, how it's been really bad. Can you speak upon that a little bit about how it's touched where you're at?
Well, we were doing pretty well for like the first couple of months of the outbreak in California, and then just this last 2 weeks we had two positive cases. Within 21 days, those two positive cases turned out to be 985 cases as of today, with 31 staff members infected. So somebody dropped the ball, brother, to say the least. No.
Wow. That's unacceptable. And you mentioned just a few moments ago about you being, I mean, it's been, you said 27 years, man. I mean, how do you hold your head? How do you stay productive? How do you stop yourself from going crazy in there? Especially, I know you've been, you know, trying to fight this and everything the whole time. So how do you maintain your sanity?
Well, you know, make light of it, drink a lot of water and walk slow, brother. But, no, seriously, what I do on a daily basis, man, is thank the Heavenly Father, man, that I'm not truly convicted of murder. I didn't murder anyone, but because I wouldn't snitch on the cats who did it, I was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 29 years of life. How do I not go crazy? I put my faith in my higher power, and I know that this too will come to an end, and it's about to. So it's just about making choices. Do I want to go crazy? No, you know, because that's not going to serve me any good. And I can look at myself in the mirror and know at night when I go to bed I'm not somebody who snitched on the cats who did this. Not to say that, you know, I'm hella proud of that 27 years later, because that whole G-code thing has been just demolished. But I am proud that I do have some integrity at the end of the day, and I didn't put any of my family and children in harm's way, you know?
I hear you there. Well, again, with the one and only JD of the famous lynch mob. So when you mentioned that, I mean, is it that's got to be a hard thing? Because there's one thing about, you know, as you mentioned, sticking to the G code, but somebody who knows that you're doing their time and they're out there enjoying life, that, I mean, that has to be hard, man. That has to be a difficult, that has, especially when your family wants you out and with them. That's got to be hard.
It is hard, and I could go deeply into detail, but I'll probably eat up most of this interview, but yeah, sometimes I sit back and I say, look at what you sacrifice, you know, millions and millions of dollars, you know, a beautiful career that was just beginning to blossom, you know, a relationship with Ice Cube that probably would have put me in positions that I could have never imagined, as well as me having enough intellect and drive to go out on my own and do things that I was always passionate about, you know? So, yeah, a lot was sacrificed and keeping my mouth shut. A lot was forfeited, and it is a bitter pill to swallow sometimes, brother, but I'm still here. So I believe truly that my blessings haven't even come to me yet.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So you mentioned one of the things that you find out who your true friends are in moments of adversity, and that can be, it depends on the person, on what their adversity is. So have you been able to, were you shocked by those that maybe conveniently forgot about you, or pleasantly surprised by some who you thought might have been fair weather that turned out to be ride or dies? A little bit of both of that.
Hey, that's funny you said that. Some cats that I truly thought that would never leave me hanging left me for dead within the first 2 years. And some cats that I thought that would never be there have been like pillars in my life, brother. And, you know, one thing that I will say, and I will put this on the record, is I still have a family inside the lynch mob. Yo-Yo and I are still tight. Me and T-Bone are still tight. Before Shorty passed away last summer, me and Brother Jerome Muhammad, we were like brothers, man, again. And contrary to what a lot of people believe, Ice Cube and I are as tight as ever, brother, you know. And people thought,
okay,
I get it at, but yeah, Ice Cube and I are still tight, brother. We have plans to do a few things once the brother touched down.
And it don't stop.
It's coming.
Okay.
And it don't stop. Yeah. And it don't stop. Check it out. And it don't stop. Yeah. And it don't stop. Check it out. And it don't stop. Yeah.
Standing behind my shoulder, can I smoke the motherfucker? Black folks just the fuck back.
The darker race ruckus.
Some may call it talking, but I call it talking my shit. Handling my fucking business.
Just a crackers ain't shit. Chase them off the jungle, now race up off the planet.
Is it time for the mob to do some damage? You fucking with the D to the B, the O to the N to the E. Show dog.
In the eight more king.
We taking it to the next place.
Satan get the 12 gauge.
Shot to the chest.
12 can make a mess. Get
that's how we do it on the west side.
When
we hit the devils up with the L when we hoorah.
So devil hurry up and pack your tin up.
Before you fuck around and get your ass pit up. Yo, the shit gets scary. Oh yeah, it's the scariest. Coming from that lynch mob,
environmental terrorist. Yeah, and it don't stop. Check it out. And it don't stop. Yeah, and it don't stop. Check it out. And it don't stop.
Be broke, getting cornflakes and sell out because the
never told on me anyway. Stop and get this food buried in your big fucking face.
Yeah, and it don't stop. Check it out, and it don't stop. Yeah, and it don't stop. Check it out, and it don't stop.
Shocks the Glock, his fucking body drops in the zip like a crypto clock, and had to knock his head from his shoulders. He was bona dripping on the soldier. They're in two.
Got the clip, just a lackey. Finish up the jockey, have the backy for the jackie.
Baboom, give me your next room. I got the 39 on the rooftop.
Pop top.
So many devils die. I'm done with the mob. Ready to squad, put some skin heads. Tuck them in bed.
Put them leg.
We make sure all been dead.
So who's next to me to take to the leg?
One, pick a two. Pick a microphone.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is the Waterproof MC, better known as Raz Kaz, and you are now tuned into Microphone Masters only on DubCNN.com. Yeah, bitch.
Cause I remember flight was the nicest. I remember norm was the nicest. I remember fresh was the nicest. Yeah, yeah, we honing now is finest. I remember tall. I couldn't hoop though. A little something, but not enough to recruit though. I could spit the truth though, that pen and that pad. Maybe Mighty tell Buck to let me get in the lab. Every day I used to come out just as soon as the sun out. Have another verse to make these motherfuckers dumb out. Motherfuckers run out, you heard what he said. Spit shit to convince Six that he should give me this bread. Like, we gon' blow up, oh, we gon' blow. Fam entertainment, that's all you gon' know. Then the block got raided, paper confiscated. Information was stated over sworn affidavits. And just like that, our situation was shaded. Under a dark cloud, but the dream never faded. Then I turned the draft on and seen that Steph made it. Some was happy and some was hating. Cause I remember Steph was the nicest. I remember Butch was the nicest. Rest in peace, Juice was the nicest. Yeah, yeah, we honey down. I used to work at McDonald's. I needed money and figured fucking with Ronalds wouldn't get me locked in the box begging your honor. For phone calls to please talk to my mama. Wouldn't get in no drama just to get to this loot. All I need's enough paper just to get in the stew. Maybe cop a few Jordans, fitted hats important. Gotta look the part of the situation you caught in. Like, we got money, all we got ends. Let the whole industry know I want in. The sale rolled up the McDonald's pushing the Benz. Told me all his beats was heat and we gon' win. You stuck on the island, you drowned or gon' swim. I wouldn't have had a demo to shop without him. Then I turned the draft on and seen Sebastian was in. And the hood did it again. Cause I remember Bash was the nicest. I remember Clyde was the nicest. Remember Juju was the nicest. Yeah, yeah, we Coney down was finest. And Leroy Flood was the nicest. Eric Marbury was the nicest. And Tick Tick Boom was the nicest. Yeah, yeah, we Coney down was finest. I remember Tall. I'm still the same dude from the block. Every score, every tour, every venue I rock. Coney down from my lid to my kicks and my socks. You throw it wrong if you thinking it's not. How you thinking he got his inspiration? Started with Nathan. right up the block from the cyclone and Nathan's like, it's world famous, you supposed to be too. Some will get it on the court and some will get in the stoop. Like, they gon' fill us, Coney Gallon, the realest. Ball players, rappers, actors, and drug dealers. Teachers and cat pillars all come from the south. Part of Brooklyn, you shook in one way in, one way out. No forgetting this paper, you could love it or hate it, but could never the greatest. Coney Gallon, the greatest, cause when sports in it said that Lance became a pacer, you can't front, homie, we major. Cause I remember Lance was the nicest. I remember Stretch was the nicest. And Bill used to think he was the nicest. Yeah, yeah, we Coney Gallon's finest. I remember tall.
With the fourth pick in the 1996 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Stephon Marbury from Georgia Tech University.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. Hey, y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network, that's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do, check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com.
Five brothers in the rap game today that can fuck with family business lyrically. Name me five brothers that can fuck with family business lyrically. Can you do it? Drop a comment. Fuck your Mount Rushmore, we amount to much more. Why you think these rappers with power don't vouch for us for? We can change the balance of power and make your fans in the hours. Your favorite rapper's a coward now in an uproar. We stressing niggas, it's weighing heavy on they conscience. I mean that bread we put on they head, my nigga. We got them shook, the new pocket sugar, the West, my nigga. That's Bishop and Knight, we playing chess with niggas. The new and the old school ghosts can soak when Goku brewing a goat stew. Who wanna go through me? I'll eat the Holy Ghost, that truly is so food. You and your whole crew can get slow brewed. Women and gentlemen tremble the minute the villain is feeling adrenaline. Nigga, remember I told you. Dying of thirst. I thirst to see these goats die and lie in the dirt. Wanna see a dead body? Yes, somebody get murked. But this dead body is your entire body of work. Give me a beat that's this hypnotic and I can reinvent the chronic, or I can tweak Pac's philosophies and reinvent hit logic, or I can teach Socrates and I can teach that Constantine copied Jesus from Egypt, and why believing it is nonsense. I have rewritten the Quran and I have remixed Islamic teaching. Elijah, Muhammad, Rahman, and Ebonics, that's how I'm preaching. He is the God, Amen, rocking bomb with the Dalai Lama even. Cause I'll lift the llama like a dolly when it's time for drama season. God damn, that's fire breathing. No son of Tip, but I'm a major king, a messiah even. All eyes on us like Seinfeld in the final season. Before my circle retire, we gon' make our mark like tires screeching. They say a new group has risen, be warned. Nah, my nigga, we been a group ever since Kenny was born. My clique don't need bait online, we like internet porn. A god in physical form, my crown assembled from thorns. Yeah, man, it seemed like every time I put the pen to the page, poison leaks out as if my hand was bit by venomous snake. Freedom writer, no Hillary Swank, I go hard, the shit I write is rough. They want me to lighten up like Mike Jack. Wait a minute, I say lighten up. And since my lyrical abilities ain't limited, wait, let's switch the simile. Ay, these motherfuckers want me to lighten up like Fresh Prince's Vivian Banks. But I'm a Spartan like Gerard Butler or Michigan State. We the illest fuck if your clique receive Grammys. You disagree, hop in my Twitter mentions, please at me. I'm in the streets, come scream at me. Rifle rest on my collarbone, lying on my shoulder like I'm Prince Hakeem daddy. My third optic is a vessel of knowledge. My mind is far from a cage, it never been locked. Just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors who jumped from the ships cause they knew death was better than bondage. Word, I'm trouble bringing. I'm out here flipping homonyms. That mean I'ma belt you until you buckle to double meanings. I'm flipping homonyms for no reason. I'm flipping like somersault cause they're both seasons. Peep me, when I peel that banana clip, you slip in a coma. That banana will split you when it hit you. That nigga's a goner on the floor is where they found you. Cause the gunner just put you on punishment and ground you. Who won't smoke? The stick is
a stoner, the pistol's just the artistic kind. Draw on you, then erase you without a trace. Call it a stencil nine, keeping you pricks in line. Fix your attitude, cause I ain't fixing mine. Probably think I clubbed you with a venue after I strike you with this picket sign. Keep fucking with Dominic, and you gon' be calling me daddy as soon as your mama get. Dick in the fatherless twat, I promise the plot a twist. I tell you in confidence, your mama just use a bottomless esophagus to start swallowing sausages like lozenges. Said every drop was innocuous, I'ma give her props for the compliments. You get the point like a monument, I mean the top of the obelisk. No matter the continent, I conquer it. Just give me the throne, everywhere nigga roam, I'm Romulus, right? The obvious god of this rhyming shit, but I'm watching this game shocked in astonishment. Dropping this bomb on top of this metrosexual populace, and it's androgynous occupants. I call it accomplishments, that and seeing money like an economist. Mixed with an optometrist, I'm in this bitch to bring your crew's death. After the war, we won't know who's right, just who's left. Goat stew, us five rappers are cannibals. Nat Geo, don't make us channel the animal.
As far as we goes, I heart the best shit. When I say the gram, it's not an app for Netflix, but that five-star gas that'll pick you up while you feeling stuck, give you the best lift. Got this, the rest wish. I've known from the dough, dash from hoes, they full of games like app stores and the phone. So I find an amazing Tinder and grinder with no title right on the spot if I could Pokemon Go. But that was due to my addiction, my condition, my conflictions. I had to apply restrictions and fight for a higher mission. To write with the right precision, I am driven, I have risen, time to get it. I get rid of the weight like a dietitian, like O'Shea with NWA albums. I knew I write and it would be easy to make thousands. Wanted to exhibit bars, be as big as Alvin. When I was young, like that Andre that brought us Calvin. A couple of niggas are trying to come in and start hustling with us, cuss. The minute they figure that money is double, the niggas will switch it up. But we ain't running with none of you niggas, we running in front of you niggas. You fuckers can never keep up with my niggas, we hustle until we rich as fuck. They wanna hang with the gang who won't change for the fame. We won't perish from this game like the name of Lassane. They say they lit like we are, I'm doubtful. You niggas extra extra, I can read all about you.
Family business, we the greatest ever. We pray on them seeds, a family that prays together, stay together. Multiply Ice Cube in his rapping prime. We five O'Shea Jacksons, call us the Jackson 5. You niggas a little shook like you just been in an aftershock. We can't be stop us, ghetto boys rapper like coming to set your spot. Pulling up with the stick, might wanna back up from the staff I got. A couple of blockers, my artillery fucking up half your block. Hold on. Ignorance is fucking bliss. That mean you happy rappers don't know who you fucking with. You lean on strangers, you don't know who you up against. Like sex with gonorrhea, my niggas is fucking lit. Every great rap group is a certain kind of beast. So if you crossbreed the dog pound with a little mob deep, with the offspring of every rapper that inspired me, you still won't get us. We a different breed.
I like that. So along those lines, can you talk a little bit about, you know, what is it? I think you have a parole hearing coming up, or is there anything like that coming up in the near future, or can you talk about anything like that?
Well, I won't give up the whole scoop yet, but we do have an album that I've been working on. I got about 17 songs deep into this album, and it's called Lynch Mob Mafia. It's called Family Business. So each and every survivor member of the Lynch Mob, each and every person out there who has their own, you know, respective businesses going on, I'm bringing this all back to the table, you know. And what I want to do is kind of like capture a moment in time, but also bring it up to date. And I think I'm going to be able to do that with this album, Lynch Mob Mafia. It's called Family Business. And that's what I'm going to have Ice Cube work with me on the side of that. I'm going to do my own project. It's going to be a double project called JD's Revenge. And I got the Blacklist album already completed, and then I have Never Saw Me Coming completed. So, and then I got a bunch of books, man, a bunch of manuscripts, books in production, things that I'm about to drop again, because I've been writing an urban novel since I've been down. And I'm just going to try to jump on Cube Vision's writing team. That's my ultimate goal. So that's my goal.
Okay. Right there. So when you mentioned, so your pen game is strong in many different ways, obviously being an author, but also being an artist as well. But talk about that. How have those books, how was the transition to become a writer, an author, as opposed to penning vivid street tales?
Well, that's easy, because I wanted to try to leak so much music from prison. I had a lot of cats mic blocking, I had a lot of dudes hating, and a lot of my efforts were being thwarted. So So what I would do was like, you know what, how can I turn some of these songs into stories? So I found a way to a brother named Ira Hayes from Oakland. And Ira and I set out to start a podcast.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Ira and I set out to start a contest. So what I did was wrote a short story, entered into this little contest that he did, and I won. So that was kind of motivation for me to see if I can really, you know, try my hand at this. And what I did was I ended up writing four manuscripts and publishing one called He Loves Me Not. And it's on Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon right now. I'm sorry for the shameless plug, but yeah.
That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's cool, man. So you being able to do that. So, I mean, it's with the way that things are these days, I know you've been with, of course, COVID-19 has been going on, but we know about the kind of the civil unrest, that kind of that tipping point with George Floyd and all that. You, my partner, who couldn't make it to our conversation today, we always, mentioned Lynch Mob in terms of one of those groups that really tried to bring that aggressive sound, but also kind of knowledge of self as well, with that West Coast feel to it. What place do you feel that hip hop, or what role do you think that hip hop can play when it comes to maybe addressing some of these social ills, or trying to lead the people, maybe be a soundtrack for a revolution, for, you know, lack of a better term?
Well, that's a perfect term, you know, to be honest with you. And I'm just telling my manager, Shane, this today. Anytime you have this much civil unrest, anytime you have this much social unrest, this is just type of environment that produces the best music. It really is. You can go back to the Fear of a Black Planet days. You can go back to America's Most Wanted. You can go back to Gorillaz and the Mist. You can go back to the Four Righteous Teachers, and so on and so on. But it is those social times, that revolutionary, that air that produces the best music. And I believe, personally, I heard something from LL the other day that I never thought LL had in him. And no disrespect to L, because L has always been one of my favorite artists, but he spit something talking about George Floyd that brought tears to my eyes. And I was like, yes, this is the time where good hip hop could be reborn. And I would, me personally, suggest that the West Coast, the East Coast, any and everybody who loves hip hop,
you have 60 seconds remaining.
Take this time out and start to put together socially conscious music that can wake up this generation that's been sleeping, stuck on cough syrup, pills and powder and all these other synthetic drugs that got them like zombies out here for these labels, bruh.
I hear you there. Well, I appreciate the time. I want to be able to connect again. I enjoy good conversations with good people, man. And so I hope to be able to do this again. Let folks know how they can, real briefly, how they can stay in touch with what you got going on, so that when you come out, that we can support, man.
Okay. Thank you, brother. And, if you give me 2 seconds, I'm going to hit you back and I'm going to leave one piece of information with you. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
He'll be calling back in a couple.
Okay, sounds good.
Copy back in. Okay.
Sounds good.
This is Global CalLink. You have a prepaid call from
JD.
Thank you for using Global CalLink.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know you wanted to leave us with some more information, man. The floor is yours. Feel free.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to thank you and Doug CNN, brother, for giving me a platform to speak. You know, it's been a while since one of my girls, she rest in peace now, her name is Carla Sue Andrews. Carla introduced me to you guys probably 15 years ago, and I did a piece with you guys back then. I had to handwrite it and submit it. So, you know, what I want to do is tell you guys thank you. My case, my murder conviction, it's going to court in about 30 days to have the whole conviction overturned. I'm trying to get the entire conviction overturned based on a new law that passed, the Senate Bill 1437. Also, at the same time, in August, I'll be going up for a subsequent parole hearing to be released as a youth offender, because I've been down so long, they have classified my criteria as a youth offender status. So I have two things going on this side of the street. I'm possibly going to have the murder conviction vacated, and immediately released. And on this side of the street, the other side, I'm going before the parole board to be released. I've done everything they've asked me to do, educated myself, rehabilitated myself, and then changed a lot about myself that I didn't even like as a young man. I have a lot of work that I'm going to be releasing, brother. So please keep an eye out on Fletch Mob Mafia Family Business. That's going to be something that people are going to love because it's going to be a well-rounded album that touches on social issues, family issues, drug addiction, any and everything you can think about. You know, all the way to the COVID-19 and to the senseless murders of unarmed black men in the United States. So I want to thank you guys for that, man, for this, giving me a chance to speak about what's passionate to me.
That's what's up, man. You know, you have a platform here. So that's the one and only JD. So we're going to get into some music. So that means, you know, we have to get into a little bit of Lynch Mob. So until next time, my friend, we're going to check you later. That is JD, and this is Microphone Masters.
Gorillas in the Mist.
Take a shot, but you can't horse. Never thought you'd see some simple niggas in the forest.
Don't kick in the chorus, that shit, cause we ain't made a mess yet. This rap produced the best shit.
Have a real hard man, bumping in your car, man. Finally caught up with a devil named Tarzan.
Swinging on a vine, sucking on a piece of swine. Jigaboo come up from behind. Hit him with a coconut, stab him in his gut. Push him off the tree, he falls right on his nuts. And just like EPMD, I don't like a bitch named
J to the A to the N-E.
Here at the meter, I'm gonna kill her, cause that little motherfucking cheetah can't hang with a gorilla.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic.
You try to pay me off with a banana, but JD is blacker than a city called Atlanta.
Give me some elbow room, I need some elbow room, so I can boom shakalaka boom. That's the sound of the 20 gauge. Lock us up and the Lynch Mob can break out of any cage. You never even hear of this, I'm taking care of this Lynch Mob environmental terrorist.
Fuck Great Ape and Magilla, I'm a killer. Magilla Gorilla ain't a killer.
White boys like Godzilla, but my super nigga named King Kong played his ass like ping pong.
The motherfuckers get the ding dong.
Or the Bullseye, what's that dick and nutsack? Get your butts back from the Black Fist. Cap pillars, the gorillas in the mist.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic. Gorillas in the mist.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic.
Gorillas in the mist.
Ba-boom! Here comes a nigga from the dark side. Thinking about a brand new apartheid.
Top central, straight ghetto name.
Gotta show these devil motherfuckers what I'm made of.
Yes,
never smoke the cess. Only hit the Buddha when I beat on my chest. I'm laying in a cut, I'm laying in a cut, I'm laying in a cut. About to shoot me a mutt. With the boom, ping, ping. Listen to the ill shit that I bring, bring. Heavy-headed nigga, coming out the mist. The smog, the fog, Ice Cube is my motherfucking dog.
Yes.
Kicking mud, smoking pumps. The gorillas, rolling foam deep with the bumps.
Show dog got the motherfucking pump.
And it's true.
T-Bone got the 22.
That's how it's done, so you better run, yo.
Run, yo.
Run, yo, ass out the jungle. Cause hit a gun, go, and we don't miss. The Lynch Mob, the gorillas in the mist.
Ooh, dude, running for my magic.
We'll be right back.
not been very kind to each other during our time on this planet.
This is Mr. Riot, Gladiator Pen family, Riot Cross, on the microphone now.
I am the gateway to infinity. So enter sacred sexuality. You and me. Let's activate our Kundalini.
I told her I was feeling down. Girl, she lit up the sage and she smudged me. She gave me a healing through sound. 432 hertz, it was lovely. Turmeric, ginger, manuka, honey. We sipping the tea and it's yummy. She twerking her ass in my face now. This modern enlightened umami. We laugh as she asked me my rising. I'm a Taurus and Libra surprised her. It's only for one of my lifetime. Says she wanted to feel me inside her. The glow of the candles was vibes. She channeled, look right in my eye. We resonated, then I ate it. She stated I now was a part of her tribe. Twin souls seeking connection. Now she's sucking all on my erection. Pausing to tell me she's grateful and that I am such a wonderful blessing. Remember to always stay humble. Set intention and keep it fun too. Cause everyone has a spirit. We're just more spiritualer than you.
Light up the stage, hit it both ways if you please do. Planets align. Don't put mine on my knees here. Your aura is right. This journey is tight, so come through, dear. Let's enlighten, light up. Enlighten, light up.
Wanna see my new amethyst yoni egg? I charged it in the full moon. It strengthens my inner goddess. Does that resonate with you? Manifesting my twin flame now. Though not trying to fuck around. So daddy turn the ass up and face down.
She rolled past on a skateboard. Tank top is some Converse. I ran down the block as I made my plan. I grabbed her hand and said, I'm immersed. When she smiled, it was like summertime. I couldn't think of another line. She said, I'm running late, try another time. As she took off, she said, what's your sign? I screamed out, I'm a Pisces. She said, oh shit, I'm a Cancer. She stopped in the track, skated right back, excited because of my answer. Goma full force, knock me off course. Smell of rose water, wearing rose quartz. Oh, holy father, look at those shorts. Built like a horse, like she plays sports. Thighs like Alex Morgan. Got me thinking about scoring. But she said, more important, that my third eye wasn't dormant. She wasn't into attachment. Possessing people or entrapment. Pussy better than imagine. This shit ghosted like it never happened.
The connection we had was beautiful. But honestly, I just wasn't feeling him on an interdimensional level. My spirit is guided to be free right now. I honor his light, but monogamy is not for me.
Light up the stage, hit it both ways if you please do. Planets align, hands up with mine on my knees here. Your aura is right, this journey is tight, so come through, dear. Let's enlighten, light up. Enlighten, light up. Light up the stage, hit it both ways if you please do. Planets align, hands up with mine on my knees here.
What's going on, everybody? This is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio.
So I'm simply Nike airlifted, zigzag splifted. I told Babu liquid junkies is the ticket. I told Benny B, man, this shit don't stop. We the founders of this ABB hip hop. I told Phil to ag Pico long on they way. Tell them I'm also loving that strong arm steady gang. Farah is a package of weight, packing the gates. When unleashed, smacking your face. The Farah is a tiller to hunt, a million to one. The odds I'd overcome, but a million more weight, a million more hate. Regardless, hit them state to state. UCLA the birthplace. Shit, me and Benny B opened the game in the first place. West Coast finest. That dude's timeless. That brother run with the lions. In your ear, stay the sharpest. Crisp, like lettuce at the market. For real.
It don't stop.
Come up in a dance with a split of big kush. Hey Rue, liquid crew, operation push. Not Jesse Jackson, just a black man from LA. I can only elevate if I accelerate my pay. So I manhandle beats with a reckless abandon. Incredible Hulk, a goddamn cannon. Heavyweight when your sound boy was born. They saw me on the cover, pointing at the form. Focus daily chasing money, money, I'm a pirate. Built it ready, ready, that dude killer, try to fight it. I crack your frame, deny your name. up your passing game. I'm past the game, I made my name, I did what I did, and liquid is my claim to fame. The toe tag, the dodie in the bag, I slow drag. The hop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. The hop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. The hop, don't stop, don't stop. Fuck what you do, liquid crews, unfuckwittable, the far rock, mastered in digital, heat rock, every word, every syllable, transmittable, we spit in your face, with rhymes to bass kicks, I always got chicks comfortable and naked, they been waiting for my second shit like Matrix, the sequel to an LA classic, what's that? Focus daily cause the times are drastic. Remember that. The harder they come, the harder I shoot my gun. Spectacular one, Aquarius native son. I only roll with official. Listen, LJ's shaking up your system. Yeah, this is liquid junkies. Don't stop, don't stop. The hop, stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop. The hop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop.
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Sax. And again, thanks to JD. I enjoyed that conversation. I want to try to bring him back on again, and hopefully he'll be released soon and he'll remember you, boy. Maybe we can, you know, I'll travel out to Cali and we can be masked up and have a conversation with JD and all that good stuff. But this is the part of the show that we call Last Words, where we speak on whatever it is that's on our mind, and Star Saxon is of course the star of the show, but I'm going to start it off. And what was interesting to me, is that my dude Earl, and when you came out here to jump on the radio show, you met Earl, my dude Earl. And so it's funny because a couple
LA?
Of weeks ago, yeah, what was that? Yeah, my dude that's from originally from LA. And so
Earl,
I went over to his crib a couple of weeks ago, and I was just chopping it up with him because he has a KSRNAZ. You guys hear the commercials here on the show. And so one of the things I did, we were just chopping it up, and he does some different things in his house. And so I wanted to see it. And I was talking to him. I said, hey, I'm thinking about getting a gun, man. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about buying a gun. And he said, man, Jay, we on the same page. I just bought a gun 4 or 5 days ago. And so, in light of some of the things that are continuing to happen, it's one of those things that, man, you got to strap up and just be ready. And that's, I was talking to my wife again. Matter of fact, it was last night, and she said, yeah, you slipping, man. We need to get this shit. We need to get these guns. And so, probably this coming up weekend, we'll probably go. And I said, I'm thinking about getting two. She said, yeah, I was already looking. Mine cost $600. What you gonna get? I said, damn. She really trying to do it. So that's my last words is for my black folk, my black Latino, my Asian folks. You gotta strap up, because you don't know how these folks is gonna react out here these days, because you're changing their way of life as we are trying to make change happen. So that's my last words.
Okay, along the line, two big days. It's three big days, man. 4th of July.
Oh,
some super shit on 4th of July.
Yes.
Let's be clear about that. I don't know what state one of these maggots is going to do some stupid ass shit on the floor. Head on the swivel on Independence.
True.
Second, Election Day.
Oh, my God.
Super shit on Election Day, dude. They might try to, like, attack you when they're trying to vote. I don't know. Super shit's coming on Election Day. The last one is going to be get out of the office today, sometime in January 2021. Okay?
Okay.
These are the target dates. Be on the lookout for these people doing some stupid shit.
Right.
You got 2 weeks before the first one. I don't celebrate that shit anymore anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay low on the floor. Got some nagging motherfuckers under the chin.
Right.
I just look at him. I challenge him. Man, he ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing.
Yeah. That shit's wild, man.
So, my last words. Sports. Okay. I love it. I love it. The big three. I've even watched a hockey game or two. And I'm definitely soccer curious.
Did you say soccer curious?
Soccer curious. I was in the LAF section with the supporters, man. Motherfuckers is crazy. Back to yeah, society functioning.
I believe it.
But, you know, through all this COVID shit, one of the things that I've become highly entertained at is a back and forth dialogue between players, their owners, or their team owners, the general managers, commissioners, and the networks that need content that's bound up to the books after all the money they lost. And as we fast approach these hard dates when the NBA is allegedly going to start, Major League Baseball is going to start, Jay, have you been paying attention to the noticeable uptick in the number of COVID cases nationwide, particularly in the SEC states?
Just a little bit.
So David Silver of the NBA came out with this, you know, 500-page manifesto on how we're going to do NBA 2.0 in Orlando at Disney World. It's gonna work. They're all going to stay at Disney World hotels. They're going to be in this little bubble universe, right? And we're going to get these games in so Bronny can get his chip.
Okay.
It's lines, people. We need content, stories. We don't need competition. So, early last week, Orlando International Airport announced the results of the COVID testing of their staff.
Okay.
260 motherfuckers at the airport. So to me, that just translates to as soon as these NBA players land at the airport, they gonna get that shit. Right. Disneyland at the same time trying to open up, or rather Disney World,
yeah.
He's a bubble playing basketball. I mean, is this indoor or outdoor? We don't even know about that. Playing basketball on one side of the theme park, and then you got people from all over the world coughing and shit on the side of the theme park.
Yeah,
not making sense, dude. Not making no sense. Then they're gonna go to the hotel, supposedly masturbate 3.5 months to the final.
Yeah, now that is the issue, because dudes that are used to swiping left and swiping right to figure out who's going to roll through, or when they on the road trying to get they work in, and I don't mean score points in the basketball sense, that's going to be the issue.
Back in the 80s, wasn't there a famous Laker, shall remain nameless, who basically said, I can't play a game if I bust 2 nuts an hour before the game?
Man.
Yeah, so like, look, they're going to be bringing jump offs up into the hotel and all these things. It's just going to be a matter of like attrition. You're going to have the Utah Jazz winning the ring because, you know, Rudy Gobert already took that shit to his point guard back in March. They got the antibodies. Only reason why they playing. Right? I mean, it's not an asterisk chip. Yes, it is. Like, all these Dallas Cowboys coming down with the shit, you know. Doctors is snitching on the players that got it.
That's the issue. That HIPAA stuff, for those who don't know, just because you hear about all these injuries that so-and-so has a sprained ankle, so-and-so has a, you know, torn Achilles, all these things, so-and-so has COVID. You mentioned the Dallas Cowboys, so I'm thinking, who is it? Running back? Zeke Elliott. And so that's HIPAA stuff. That's information that's supposed to be confidential.
Like,
right. Yeah, you laughing and I'm laughing too, I know.
Give me some niggas businesses like that, dude.
Yeah.
Promote that. So yeah, like, so all the players is getting the shit, and there's like seemingly a hotbed in Texas and Oklahoma, because a bunch of Oklahoma State football players, NCAA, they got the shit. 30 LSU football players tested positive for that shit on Thursday. Look, man, bottom line is, ain't gonna be no season, but everybody is just feeling themselves so much to not get this point. But let's just say week one, LSU plays some green buff ass team. Let's say they play like UC Davis. They beat them 70-0. They get on that team playing back home. after the team got COVID. They canceled the team the next week. Forfeit. Now they 1-1. Right? You come back with a full squad week 3, they beat up on, you know, University of Louisiana Lafayette. Right? They're the Raging Cajuns, right?
Right.
They beat them 42-14. Ask the team get COVID again. You can get that shit more than once, right? Actually, you know what? My math is off, Jay. When you get COVID, you gotta tap out for 14 days. You got too long.
Yes. Yes, you do. Soon as you get diagnosed, 14-day quarantine.
You're losing two weeks from your starters, dude. You're not gonna be able to put together a cohesive unit, and football is not really baseball, right? There's a timing element. You got the third string tackle or third string guard wanting it with the second string running back and the first string quarterback. Y'all ain't running no fucking pulling plays to the left. The timing is all off. Right?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude, there's not going to be any. Like, we're going to get one preseason game in, and then the whole house of cards is going to fall down. It'll be shown in preseason games. Baseball shuts down the training camp facilities in Florida. Philadelphia Phillies got the shit. Tampa Bay Lightning, they had to shut their training camp down, Jay. Florida again. Always Florida. Remember Florida opened up real fast, like come do business in Florida. Remember that?
Yes, I do. So did we. We opened up sooner than we should here in Arizona. Yeah.
Yes. They all got this shit. Dana White, he's trying to make an island. And how do you think it's fight? Blood splattering everywhere. Spiders got that shit. The Joker, Djokovic, tennis. He out in Serbia on a fucking party. Shirt off in a nightclub. Turned up. Now five of the homies got the COVID. That's over in Serbia. It's not going to be any. Everybody just needs to chill the fuck out. They need to start showing some reruns. I like sports as much as the next man. You gotta look at the benefits of us taking a season off today. Keep it. Clayton Kershaw is back. Get 1 year rest. Come back. I got Ben Roethlisberger. His arm's gonna have an extra year to heal. No time lost. Steph Curry. Right? Brother number two. They didn't miss. That was the best time to get hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll be back. Kevin Durant. He'll be back with his burner account, too. Right? Only narrative driving sports right now saying that they have to return is they got to have LeBron get a chip. Why got years to spare? LeBron really don't, dude. That's the only thing driving this shit. Tom Brady, he only what, 6 fucking rings?
Yeah.
Happy to not be playing in the fall, people. Trust me. He moved to Tampa Bay. Beaches everywhere. He's good. Not in Boston.
Strip clubs everywhere, too, in Tampa Bay, I hear, too.
He's good. So, yeah, man, my last words, I love sports. Watch the next, man, but so it's not coming back, dude. It's going to be a start and then an abrupt stop. And then everybody's going to be looking around pointing the finger. There you go.
There you go. So we're going to leave y'all with a couple songs before we head out of here. As always, we want to thank y'all for listening, whether it's for a few minutes or whether it's for the entire show. Again, thank you to JD for stopping through. Looking forward to having another conversation with you down the line. So on behalf of the one and only Star Saxon, make sure you follow him on Twitter at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. And until next time, you have been listening to Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. You get...
Pencil. I scribble the stanza as my hands are trembling. Great seven made heaven out of words. I began to build a world that only I inhabit. I got a habit of rapping about tragic shit. I think I'm just passionate. Trying to steer the way while in the dark. Hope I ain't crashing it. Now my little hobby turned to cash. Now thinking about who I be if I listen to doubt. Said I never do it. Well, look at me now. Young girl, oh dream, oh soul, oh dear. Plan B, plan well, good luck, no fear. Just waiting. Gotta tell you when the time's near. But if I never jump, then I die here. Ain't no ride till you pick up speed. They think college is all you need. And I don't blame you brainwashing on you, G. It took me 19 years to finally start to believe. And that's me, listen.
I'ma make it in the rain or shine. All about my money, don't waste my time. Ain't nobody gonna bring me down. I'm on to elevate. I'm on to something greater. Ain't nobody gonna bring me down.
for the kids with depression. The ones whose parental expectations got them stressing. The ones who would rather persevere, bust their ass trying to make it, cause they ain't really living in the present. They out here grinding, seeking perfect timing, tuning out the useless voices that discourage rhyming. Get a real job, I don't argue with my destiny. And if my choices don't affect you, why you testing me? And as of late, I've been asking God why he blessing me. I could cry enough tears to fill the Chesapeake. Hold it together, girl, you deserve the world. And if no one else will say it, then I spit it to the mic in the studio when I lay it. And I play it when you discouraged. I know chasing the impossible takes some courage. And I can promise at the end of your journey, when it's all said and done, won't nothing feel much better than hearing my nigga, you won. Hey,
I'ma make it in the rain or shine. All about my money, don't waste my time. Ain't nobody gonna bring me down. I'm on an elevator. I'm on to something greater. Ain't nobody gonna take my crown.
I hear complaining. I could repeat every statement you've made verbatim. I treated you better back in the day, and now you feeling like I'm changing, like I'm not the same man. I used to force your heart rate to run a race, and now it's safe to say that it's been running out of patience. Frustration, you want some separation. You want no placement within this mess I'm making. I'm painfully aware of my mistakes, and maybe you should break and escape from the situation. Or take a little taste of the blame, then instead you full of hate, telling me get out your face, yeah.
You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just a show. You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just a show.
Now you wanna threaten me, is that what you're telling me? Like if I don't step it up, what, you gonna step from me? Where you gonna go? You next to me steadily. At this point, it's like I'm joined with your chemistry. Guess that it just wasn't meant to be our destiny. It's upsetting, see, I gave you the best of me. All my friends are like, just let her leave. Huh. So go ahead and pretend that I set you free. What?
You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just a show. You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just a show.
Headache pound, I ain't tryna mess around, you ain't allowed to get me down. It's no sweat at all, nah, I won't stress about anything projected out of your passive aggressive mouth. Let it out, if we walking on a separate ground, go ahead and step off with all of those brand new friends you found. Hit the town, you'll be back for a second round. If you was gonna leave me, you would've already left me now.
You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just a show. You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Roast Spit. We gotta check out Microphone Mash and Radio. Spit.
Yes.
Everybody grab a seat. Welcome to Smoke Fest 99. I'm glad you all could make it. No problem. As you can see, admission was free to Smoke Fest this year. All the weed you see is free.
Mentality, I shoot it through, dipped in 24 carats. If y'all niggas don't feel me, then I blame it on your parents. Ha, cause Taz fuck it up, don't twist it up with luck. My style is cold like I bought it off the ice cream truck. Listen here, Taz be crashing niggas with my beer. Taz be party down as fuck, swinging off the chandelier. Taz be here, Taz be there, Taz be everywhere, it's popping. I'm here to let you know, fucking with me's not an option. Cause Taz is my name, Taz, I started with a bang. Taz, I ended with a, that's not the same. Taz, I split your frame. Taz swings like gold chains. I'll be rolling with King T. We all in the same gang. But enough about the Taz, let's talk about some squeal. You know it's about to pop if Liquid Crew is on the bill. You can ask my nigga Phil how real this is the week. Smoke Fest 99, burn something to the beat.
Damn, man, y'all came all the way from where, man?
All the way
from
gonna get my skull blowed up like Kid Dynamite. The time is right. Be riding the track so fiercely that it seems that I'm already high tonight. But I'm not doing just on them black and mild ones. And people that think I'm the wild one, cause I be flipping and ripping the track and verbally attacking on your style for fun. Higher soul, but to please myself, I gotta be composing that fire shit. And you know they find alcohol is deadly, so pump up and give it a dub, bitch. With the D-boy raps and some of my boys are still in the trap. I mean the dope vibe, but the slang got me snapping like the rope high. I can be the player you wanna bust with, or nigga you don't wanna even go fuck with. Enough wit, you suck thick, so why y'all up on my nuts? Quit. I hold the microphone and that's where the vice grip really tight. And I'm keeping the words crystal clear so you can go and correctly try to bite thee very nicely. Aquemini, my nigga, not a Pisces, but I like ye. Go and fetch a tag of that green stuff while I write ye. Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Yeah. Beat this out. Yeah. Hard like. Now picture this. A nigga in jail rapping while it's smoking an XL tapping with some spoons. We do bring the boom boom. Fresh off a planet with sand dunes and maroon moons. Soaking wet wounds. Titty tangling tunes, mustard under arms, soul slum charm, bump up in the drum, rhythm on the one, stank on is underspelling where I'm coming from, son. The day you're born is when you start to die, the time in between is what mean the most. I toast my high, see shit gets so bad I die, I know it make you wanna cry, but suck it up, fuck it up, go ahead and do your thing, boy. I'm already high.
You could call me Philly Titan. Reciting to you an interview like Phil Donahue. Me and my crew translate Los Angeles scandalous like Watergate. Fill on the break, fill on the break. Fill in the blank, it feels bad like getting shaked. Fill out your taxes. I'm writing exact on my axes. From my head down to my Air Maxes. Fill waxes and relaxes. Bill also fills up mental food up in your dummy baskets. My name is Jason when I fill out my application to the nation. Niggas is gonna get in filled with they facing. Feel the racing, feel the adrenaline. I penetrate like penicillin. Niggas be like, Phil is illin', Phil is willing and ready. Phil is more like Eddie. Phil be cutting up like machetes and confetti deadly. Feel the pain when I walk through the rain. Niggas be like, you saying, Phil again, Phil again, Phil again.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can.